The scripture this morning that I want to read to you from John chapter 11 is a story that something that really happened, where Jesus was involved in the lives of some people and made a big difference. A man named Lazarus, who lived in Bethany, became sick. Bethany was the town where Mary and her sister Martha lived. This Mary was the one who poured the perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was sick. The sisters sent Jesus a message. "Lord, your dear friend is sick." When Jesus heard it, he said, "The final result of this sickness will not be the death of Lazarus. This has happened in order to bring glory to God, and it will be the means by which the Son of God will receive glory." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he received the news that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days. Then he said to the disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "Teacher," the disciples answered, "just a short time ago, the people there wanted to stone you. And are you planning to go back?" Jesus said, "A day has 12 hours, doesn't it? So whoever walks in broad daylight does not stumble, for he sees the light of this world. But if he walks during the night, he stumbles, because he has no light." Jesus said this and then added, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I will go and wake him up." The disciples answered, "If he is asleep, Lord, he will get well." Jesus meant that Lazarus had died, but they thought he meant natural sleep. So Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, but for your sake I am glad that I was not with him, so that you will believe. Let us go to him." Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us all go along with the teacher, so that we may die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had been buried 4 days before. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Judeans had come to see Mary and Martha to comfort them about their brother's death. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask him for." "Your brother will rise to life," Jesus told her. "I know," she replied, "that he will rise to life on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she answered. "I do believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." After Martha said this, she went back and called her sister Mary privately. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up and hurried out to meet him. Jesus had not yet arrived in the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. The people who were in the house with Mary, comforting her, followed her when they saw her get up and hurry out. They thought that she was going to the grave to weep there. Mary arrived where Jesus was, and as soon as she saw him, she fell at his feet. "Lord," she said, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus saw her weeping, and he saw how the people with her were weeping also. His heart was touched, and he was deeply moved. "Where have you buried him?" he asked them. "Come and see, Lord," they answered. Jesus wept. "See how much he loved him," the people said. But some of them said, "He gave sight to the blind man, didn't he? Could he not have kept Lazarus from dying?" Deeply moved once more, Jesus went to the tomb, which was a cave with a stone placed at the entrance. "Take the stone away," Jesus ordered. Martha, the dead man's sister, answered, "There will be a bad smell, Lord. He has been buried 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believed?" They took the stone away. Jesus looked up and said, "I thank you, Father, that you listen to me. I know that you always listen to me, but I say this for the sake of the people here, so that they will believe that you sent me." After he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." He came out, his hands and feet wrapped in grave cloths and with a cloth around his face. "Untie him," Jesus told them, "and let him go." This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, as we come together today, we realize that we are in death also. We pray that you would speak your resurrection words into our lives. Pray that you would give me your words to speak this morning, and that your voice would be heard in all of our hearts. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it's kind of hard for us to appreciate the situation that Jesus and his disciples were in, especially the disciples, in that we're looking back on the resurrection of Christ. We know the story that Jesus rose from the dead, but they didn't know that was going to happen. Jesus needed to give them some inspiration to fulfill or to look forward to or put faith in what was going to happen. And so he kind of gave them a preview of the resurrection just a couple weeks before it happened. I don't have time to go through all that I had planned to say this morning, but I just want to mention or emphasize a couple of points today. Lazarus was dead. And before anybody can be raised from the death, they have to die. So we too are dead. Only our death is not yet physical, it's a spiritual death. And Jesus wants us to experience life. He said, I came to give life and give it abundantly. Jesus wants us to experience his abundant life, but we need to realize, first of all, that we are dead and we need him to give us that life. Some people are locked up in jail experiencing a very vivid reminder of their spiritual death. Most of us are not locked up in jail. We haven't, many of us, gone through those kinds of traumatic situations. But to realize that we need Jesus Christ just as much as the inmate in the jail. We need him to speak life into our lives. And where does that come from? It comes from Jesus. It comes from him through faith. And the remarkable thing in this story is how much Mary and Martha still trusted Jesus, despite the fact that he had let them down. Lazarus was one of Jesus' best friends. And they sent word to Jesus, Lazarus is sick, won't you come? And he didn't come. And they watched Lazarus die. And as they watched Lazarus die, I'm sure they were wondering, where's Jesus? He could help. He could do something. But he didn't show up until 4 days after Jesus, or after Lazarus had died. Even so, Martha comes out to meet him and says, Lord, I know that God will give you, even now, whatever you ask of him. That's trust. Somebody has just hurt you by allowing your brother to die. Don't we sometimes feel that way when things go on in our life that we don't understand and we don't know why they've happened? Why didn't Jesus do something about this? But we won't be able to experience resurrection life in Christ until we realize that we can trust him in every situation. No matter what happens in life, we can trust him. And so Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? That's the question that he's asking us today. Do you believe this? Do you believe that we will never die in Christ? Even though we may die physically, we can live on spiritually. Spiritual life through Jesus lasts forever. And one day, we will get the physical life back again. The Bible says that when we are in Christ, in heaven, we are without a physical body. We're unclothed. But there will come a time when we put our clothes back on, when we will put back on a physical body that Jesus will give us. But we need to trust him in order to receive that gift. So how do we know that it's true? How did they know that it was really true? Jesus was good at signs. In fact, the Gospel of John is based around 7 signs that Jesus did to show that he was who he said he was. This is the last of those 7 signs. He said, roll away the stone. But Lord, it's been 4 days. He's surely dead by now. He's not going to come out of that grave. Lazarus, come out. And he comes out. How can we be sure that we will receive that gift of eternal life? because Lazarus was raised from death. And they all saw it. Only God can raise the dead. Only God could do this. Just like only God can turn around an inmate's life. Just like only God can heal us from our pains and burdens. Only God can turn our lives around. God raised Lazarus from death. But even more than that, God raised Jesus Christ from death. Even though he was raised, Lazarus died again. It was only a temporary reprieve. But I'm sure that he knew that he didn't have to be afraid of death anymore because he had met the source of life. We don't have to be afraid of death because we know the source of life. And we know that Jesus gives life because he received that gift of life himself. He gave it to Lazarus, but he himself experienced it when he rose from the dead. That's the sign that we can believe Jesus, that we can trust in him. So as we experience all of life, the good and the bad, we need to just continue walking, trusting in Jesus every step of the way, knowing that in every situation, he wants to speak life into our lives. And even when it looks like we're dying, and even when it looks like we're dead, we need to keep trusting because we know that that resurrection life is there for us. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you are the resurrection and the life. We thank you that in you we can experience the fullness of life. Show us those parts of our lives today that are dead, those ways in which we have excluded you or given ourselves over to the world. Lord, come in to those places, those dead places in our lives, and heal them. Those places where we are suffering from grief that's not resolved or healed. Those places where we're falling to temptation. Those places where we don't understand what's going on, where relationships are disrupted, where we don't have what we think we need or want. Come into those places, Lord. Roll back the stone and call life to come forth within us. Fill us with your living water that we might be full of your presence and live continually in you. For we pray these things in your name. Amen.